Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever gone into a bookstore and seen an advertisement for some lost book of the Bible? Occasionally, the tabloid magazines will advertise that a lost book of the Bible has been found. But were there some books which should have been included in the Bible which are missing? I'm aware that Paul wrote one book which is not included in the Bible. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul mentions an epistle he had previously written to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 5:9. We do not have that book, and we do not need that book. The truth is, Paul and the other apostles may have written a number of letters, both to churches and to individuals, which are not included in the Bible. But you can be assured that we do not need them, or the Holy Spirit would have included them. We have all we need in the Bible, and we need all we have. Even if the Bible did not claim to be complete, from a purely reasonable viewpoint, we ought to be able to reach that conclusion. How could our Creator leave men to guess about their salvation? If He loved us enough to send His own Son to purchase our redemption, how could He have failed to provide all the information we need to become and to remain His faithful children? The Apostle Paul affirms, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be mature or full grown, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Do you see any room in that verse for lost books of the Bible? The word perfect in verse 17 does not mean without flaw or sinless. The word means mature or complete. In one context, the word is rendered of full age, Hebrews 5:14. The man of God, according to Paul, is completely furnished unto all good works. If what Paul wrote is true, we do not need any additional information about God or about His will for fallen men. Paul goes a step further when he warns about perverting the gospel of Christ. He said to the Galatians, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:6 through 9. Does that passage give you some insight into the seriousness of adding to or taking from the Word of God? God's book reveals very plainly what men and women must do to become New Testament Christians. We must have faith in God's Son, and in God's book. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Our faith must lead us to repent of our sins. Acts 17:30 and 31. To confess Jesus Christ before men, and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Romans 6:3 through 5. When we have become Christians by obeying the gospel of Christ, we must dedicate our lives in work and in worship to God Almighty. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Colossians 3:1 through 4. If you have not obeyed the gospel plan of salvation, will you not do it today? Thank you, and may God bless you.